Claire Monroe is a 17-year industry veteran. She is the owner of Claire Monroe Hair Co. She's a suite owner, beauty pro consultant, and a virtual assistant. If you missed her last conversation we had with her, then I highly recommend you go out and check it out. We got to know a little bit about her story, as well as if you're in the suite world, then you're definitely going to want to hear this, especially if you're new to the suite world or you're aspiring to go into a suite. Well, today we're going to dig into what any salon owner or suite owner is going to want to know about is the importance of email and how important that is, what it can yield, and how we can do it. Welcome back to the Hairdresser Strong Show. My name is Robert Hughes, and I am your host. And today I'm with Claire Monroe. How are you doing today, Claire?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So for the people who did not get a chance to hear the last episode and hear your story, would you give us like a quick high-level recap?
For sure. I've been in the industry for over 17 years. I have worked in every type of salon environment, commission, independent, worked for a spa, lived in New York City, lived in small towns in Virginia. Move cross country. So I've been through every environment and totally get where you've been. And I started my suite business about 4 years ago, and I have grown it so much using email marketing.
Awesome. Okay, so email. I teased at the end of the last one about the data. I don't have the exact data up. I don't know. Do you have the exact data?
I
You do. Okay,
do.
so all right. So the first question is, what is this email thing? I thought email was dead and it's like a waste of my time. Like I don't really check my email. What do you say to that?
I say, like, a lot of people don't check their email, and that's okay. But the percentage that you have for your engagement rate on Instagram is usually anywhere between 1 to 4.5%. And email is anywhere from 50 to 80%.
50 to 80%.
Yes. Actually, the average for the hair industry specifically can be 20%, which still, like, I mean, would you take 20% over 5%?
Yes,
Yeah, like
absolutely.
that's huge. And then when you use like the elevated email system, I've definitely seen it all the way up to 80%, usually
Wow.
around 60 to 75.
So is that one, why do you think that is? Like how do why I can't like connect this thing together, but okay, so I was trying to put myself in someone else's shoes and or like put my or think like what businesses do I always read the emails from? And mostly none, but there are a few who like if the headline is something that appeals to me, then I'll click on it and I feel like half the time I'm not even reading it. I'm like, oh, that was just a good title. And then delete, but I won't unsubscribe.
Exactly. So your clients are opting in, and we have to stop thinking so much of what we how we act all the time and thinking about our clients, because everyone's getting the email and will 100% open? No. So you'll still have, like, let's say 50% that don't want to ever check their emails. And that's fine, but with email marketing, you can actually see who has opened it and who hasn't. So when you do a price increase and you have to send an email just to notify, then you can double check it and see, like, okay, who hasn't got it and hasn't. And it's really amazing because it's going directly to your inbox and it's landing there. So with Instagram, you're hoping that it comes up on the algorithm. You're hoping that they look at your stories often, which they may or may not. And they might do like a social media cleanse. So you might have like a big thing going on and no one sees it because they're like, oh, I logged out for a week.
Totally.
So yeah.
Okay, so the customer is so one, I guess you'd have to collect everyone's emails.
Correct.
Okay, and then two, what about people who say, I don't want to give you my email?
That's fine. Like that, I mean, you have to have multiple streams of communication within your business, and most businesses do. So that's looks like, Instagram posts. That looks like email marketing. That looks like maybe signage in the salon or salon suite. And then lastly, just talking about it. So if you have something that's going on, if you still have to communicate and talk about it, but that email is that gateway to everything. And that's more of that engagement rate is just so it's huge.
So from a, just to like share also from my perspective in the Department of Marketing, you and communications, like the, depending on if they're, if you're looking at them separately or one and together, but either way, when it comes to marketing communications, you have to deliver information to your customer and your potential customer.
Right.
And you have to have multiple communication channels, just like you have to have multiple marketing channels. And that is defined as a marketing channel could be Instagram, TikTok, radio, like whatever, wherever you're putting your mark. And then the communication channels, like you saying, signage in a salon, post on social media. But email is definitely part of our, is definitely one. And like one, something we talked about last time in the last episode is that if you were listening to Britt Siva's podcast where she did her 2024 recommendations, she was talking about screen time going down. And and that means that, and you mentioned like a social media cleanse. So it does seem to me that like email, even if you don't believe in it, because I didn't personally. Right. And if you just give it a go, you kind of start to see just how many people actually are opening these emails. Like our open rate is so high. We don't have everyone's email, but we have signage in the salon. And then I like what you said about, if you use email, you can see who did not open it. And you, if you have everybody's phone number of people who didn't open it and people and have a list of people who don't give your email address, if you could be that organized, would you turn around and like suggest texting?
You could do a text campaign too. But I want to touch on too, you're saying collecting people's emails. And you can do an opt-in. So where they get an automated email. And I've seen some people that they'll do like $15 off or $20 off or percentage off your next visit. And I would actually recommend against that. I would recommend providing value to your subscribers so they're excited to sign up, not just like, okay, I'm going to get this coupon or like, oh, I just, I have to put my email in. Like, give them a reason for why they want to join. So maybe it's like, here's my signature waves or here's my like favorite scalp care or something along those lines that they're excited to join the list. And how you get people to open, continually to open the emails is like providing value into your email. So that way, when they see that it's coming from Hairdresser Strong or Robert, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what he has to say. Versus just like, okay, here's, I have this appointment. Like you can do available appointments as well. But you just don't want to just sell every single time. You want to provide value and create some excitement in your emails.
Okay. So, you mentioned your, you call it the elevated email system. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, listen, if I'm listening to this, I would start thinking, okay, I would start walking myself through the process. And, I'm like, I would love it if someone could give me like a template, of con ideas of like different types of email in a certain frequency or order. Like I personally like patterns and putting things on calendars because it just makes sense to me. And I want that. I know people who are like, well, once a month, I'm going to send an email. I don't know what that email is going to be, but once a month, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to think of an email to send. That would drive me crazy because I'd sit down and I wouldn't be able to think of anything.
Yeah. It takes up so much brain space when you just have it on a calendar. You're like, okay, I don't have to think about it because my calendar will tell me, okay, this is what I have to do today.
So is that what we're talking about or something else? Or
so the Elevated Email course walks you through everything possible for your email marketing. So it's how to set up your Flowdesk account, which is the platform that I recommend. It's very simple and easy to use. So I'm showing you how to do all the tech. So it's not just fluff of like, oh, let's do an email. It's like, no, here's how to create a workflow and here's how to create that opt-in and here's how to change this button with your font and your brand colors. So it really goes into a lot of detail of the how and why. And then it also will show you how to schedule emails, what to put in it, how to create newsletters where people are opening it and excited about it. Some of my like secret sauce that I like to put in it. And I have something new coming out, which I'm so excited for, which is called Elevated Inbox. And that will be your monthly templates done for you. So nice. You can just copy and paste it and change in like your branding and your tone of voice, but just really like simplifying it so you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, that's what I would like. I'm like, yeah. You're like every, you know, send an email 3 weeks and then 5 weeks on a 3 to 5 week rotation. And this email should be just a hello and an update about what's happened over the last month. And this email, like if someone does that and like walks me through it, I'll do it. But what I'm not excited about doing, unless it's like an idea for a business that I'm starting. And so I guess this will depend on different people. What I'm not excited about doing is like learning a new tool. So if I could have someone like walk me through it or do the work for me and like make my life easier, then that's kind of what I'm interested in these days. Like, but before, I liked the idea of learning a tool. It's just learning a tool can take a couple days of just like sitting on tech support, asking them questions. Yeah. Understanding the system. Do I need this feature? Do I need that feature?
Right.
And it's just like, and if I am the type of person, if I don't read everything and have multiple sessions with the tech support, I'm not buying. You know, so this is, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. So that's why the course is like, it's so great because it has everything in it. But also if you're like, okay, I want to implement the system. This sounds amazing. This is great for my business. I have zero time, or like, I just don't want to take another course that just like sits on my computer forever. I also have the VIP experience where I do everything for you and just hand it back over to you.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Like, you don't have to even think about it. You fill out a form, you tell me what's going on with your business, and we set it up specifically for your business.
Gotcha. You know, this is, and just so everyone listening or watching, I'm not making any money off of this if you do buy it. And I didn't get on here thinking that I would sound like I'm promoting your product. But what I will say is, like, if anybody is like thinking about, you know, leveling up their game and they don't have an email marketing like set up or even like the communication channel with like some sort of system, then I highly recommend that you get one. If you do go with Claire, I'd love to hear from you what your experience was like. But I will say, like, everybody out there that owns a business, if you're sleeping on email, then you're asleep in your business and you are missing out on a potentially very powerful communication channel. So as we like kind of, you know, as we've talked about this, and is there any other information about email to the person who is still sitting on the be like, yeah, whatever, Robert, I do just fine. Do you have anything that you'd like to say to that?
Yeah, I would say it doesn't have to be overwhelming. And you have to do what's right for your business. So email marketing might not be the best fit for you. You would be sleeping on a great, powerful tool, but you don't have to be sending emails out every single week. Like, you could just send one out once a month, as long as you're consistent with the once a month. Like, it doesn't have to be overwhelming and it doesn't have to be this whole thing. But I highly recommend it. Even if you don't go with the elevated email system, like, you definitely need to explore that. And I also highly recommend not using your booking software platform, using a different one. I like Flowdesk the best because it's so simple and easy to use and beautiful. But your booking software system typically isn't the best. But if that's what you want to go with, like, go for it.
What complaints do you have about integrated email systems that are built into our booking software?
They're usually not segmented as much as I would like, and you can't usually always change the branding. So there's a lot of design issues that I have with it, and creating your opt-ins as well. Like, there's just not as many capabilities. Like, it's great. It's a great place to start if you're like, okay, I want to see how this, like, even sending one email, what that looks like. Start with that and see how that goes. But I definitely like those different email platforms, especially Flowdesk, just because you stand out as a professional and a beautiful business just from the get-go with having that branded email.
And is Flowdesk like MailChimp?
Yeah, it's a different platform. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch. So you kind of have to figure out like what feels best for you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, we use MailChimp and we, I know, like, it's a very powerful tool. Like,
yeah,
getting, I like it just for brand awareness, just to like, you know, I just want you to see Hairdresser Strong in your email.
Yellow, I'm like, I know it's Hairdresser Strong. It's like, it's that brand recognition as well. So like, even if I don't read everything, like, I know what you're sending. So when there's an event happening, I'm like, oh, it's happening. And actually, like, I might be the only person, obviously I'm obsessed with emails, but I listen to podcasts only when I get a new podcast notification email. And then I click from there.
And like, so like, you could probably use, you know, for those who are like, super obsessed with social media, like, especially like the beginners, they like, that's the end all be all. What if you don't necessarily, I guess, have to change that mentality. You just need to add, like, maybe it could be like, you come up with this new video, or this information, I guess you could like direct just, people to your social media or embed it. And I actually, like that.
I teach that, like, repurposing your content. So like, watch this tutorial and then put a link to your social media. So it's just, you're constantly touching different touch points and bringing people through with your content. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time you do something new.
Nice. Awesome. All right. Well, I think this sounds great. Like, anybody out there that's interested in leveling up or just enhancing your communication and marketing, you know, with your customers, definitely email is way more than just like appointment reminders and a newsletter. Like, I was reading that a newsletter is newsletters are out in small. Do you know Neil Patel by any chance?
I don't.
He does a bunch of marketing stuff. He's like one of these like million person followers, subscribers, type of people. And he was talking about how it's better to send more emails that you don't put as much thought into, just to be like, hey, we got a new puppy. Here's a picture of Jada and I hanging out at the dog park. And so I was like, I don't know about that. I don't want to bother people with too many emails.
Yeah.
And guess what? We did it to test it, because I believe in data and trying things out.
Yeah.
And the clients started showing up being like, oh my God, we did it for someone had a baby. They're like, oh my gosh, I saw the thing about the baby. And they weren't even that person's client. They were, you know, they did. It was like, it had nothing to do with them. And they're like, oh, I saw so-and-so had a kid. That's so exciting. You know?
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, I can't wait to open the next email of hearing whatever update. I would say that is the better way to go. But if you're like, oh my gosh, now I have to send something every week, like, that's a lot. Start with once a month and do like a medium sized email, you know, like, and just kind of keep it to the point. No one wants a novel, like, just keep it to the point. But sending shorter, sweeter emails is better, but you don't have to do that when you're first starting out.
Well, I did it like for a couple months, and then I kind of fell off because I didn't like,
because it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. So I always speak to like doing like a monthly newsletter, and it's out, but like, you know, getting consistency is more important. And then adding those like short and sweet emails of like, you got a puppy or something, or like, this new restaurant opened and everyone's so excited about it, go check it out. Like, creating that connection, I think is more important.
Yeah. And I agree. Like, consistency is definitely the name of the game when it turns into like multimedia. Yeah. Like, no matter which avenue, it's all about consistency. And so like, say you do a newsletter, and you can just kind of get everything in there. And I would also probably, I don't know how you would feel about this, but I would even say, even if it's not like a formatted newsletter, if you're just sending anything once a month, that would probably be better than nothing at all.
Yes, because just staying top of mind to your clients, because we're having more lived-in looks now. So you might not see somebody for 3 or 4 months now, and they might forget to book their next appointment, or you're like, I only book 1 month out. So continually staying that top of mind, you're like, oh yeah, I actually need to book an appointment. So like, you got to think about those emails in that way. Like, so just doing something is better than nothing.
Totally. Awesome. Well, if anybody is interested in learning more about Claire Monroe Hair Co., or just reaching out, or if you're interested in anything more, There will be links in the description below. And if you're watching on Instagram, something at the bottom of the screen will give you instructions for how to get this information sent directly to you. But I'll make sure to leave your DM and any links that you want listeners or viewers to check out.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, until next time, thank you for coming on the show and teaching us a little bit about the importance of email.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye.